As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Obviously, your title, the Assistant Superintendent of Professional Learning and Human Resources. Well, I'm guessing that professional learning on Election Day, you were quite busy.
Yes, that is true. So on November 8th, we had a professional learning event for our educators at Bloomington High School North. And with that professional learning event, we asked our educators to share their wealth of knowledge and expertise with their peers. And so we had over 100 sessions led by our MCCSE educators, where they were able to choose the professional learning sessions that they wanted to attend. And each session aligned to elements of our MCCSE district-wide strategic plan. And it was a really successful day. We had a couple of keynote speakers that came to speak about things such as leading equity-focused initiatives. So we had a keynote session over high-performing professional learning communities. And then I led a keynote session over our balanced and comprehensive assessment system. So overall, it was a really, really successful day. And of course, we want to thank the community for their support on that day as well. With the referendum, as that positively impacts our ability to attract, retain, recruit a diverse staff for our students.
Now, Dr. Stahlbaum, how long have you been with the corporation?
I have been with the corporation since June of this calendar year.
So you are fresh to it as well. And we know Dr. Oswald was on this program for like 100 straight weeks there for a while, making sure we got the referendum and all the news out there. How has it been working with him in putting this plan together? And what has been the reception from your teachers and professionals as they professionally learn even more?
Yeah, so we are really fortunate at MCCSE to have a school board and a superintendent that values professional learning for our educators. We know that our educators were asking for more professional learning. And so everyone's excited, quite honestly. There's a great energy at MCCSE around just the wealth of knowledge that we have currently and then how we are able to build each other up. You know, you can never have enough tools in your toolbox as an educator, as a professional in general. And so I sense a feeling of just excitement at MCCSE for professional learning in general. And I'm very happy and blessed to be a part of it.
Now, I don't want to get people confused, but I'm awfully good at doing that. So that's why you're here to help me. The strategic plan and professional learning are different, but professional learning is part of that strategic plan. Is that a better way to focus on it?
Yeah, that's exactly the right way. So our strategic plan provides us some pillars of values here at MCCSE. Those are equity, diversity, communications, and funding. And within those pillars, we have goals that get a little more granular. So for example, one of our equity goals is to empower staff and school board through relevant learning experiences, uniting these stakeholders around the MCCSE vision and shared work. So of course, professional learning fits underneath that equity goal because then it's the actions then that realize those goals, which lead up to those pillars of our strategic plan.
Very cool. So that can help paint the picture moving forward, because we know each month at the school board meetings, you have a different part of that strategic plan that's being presented. And coming up in December, we are going to hear about let's go backwards, because December, we're not even in December yet. The one we heard was obviously about local funding. And as you mentioned, the voters here in Monroe County overwhelmingly passed the referendum. How important was that to retaining teachers and everything that goes on there and helping these programs continue? Because it's not just programs for kids, it's programs for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our diversity goal, number one, is to recruit, hire, and retain a diverse staff that reflects our student population. And the referendum is paramount in the ability for that to happen. We all know what's been happening with the workforce nationwide and locally. And so we're really fortunate to be able to provide our educators with an increase in salary by $4,500. And then looking at our hourly staff members, we were able to have an immediate increase of $2.25 an hour. So If you think about that, as an example, if you'd like to be our bus driver in our corporation, then that starting hourly is between $22.50 and $25.90, depending on the types of licensures you have. And for example, if you wanted to be a cook for 5 hours in our corporation, you would start at $16 an hour. And so what that referendum allowed us to do is to increase both those hourly and salary wages so that we can actualize that diversity goal of recruiting, hiring, and of course, retaining a diverse staff for our students.
Yeah, and that, a lot of that money from the referendum went, 90%, 92% yeah. went to all of that. So that's why it's important. Dr. Erin Stahlbaum is our guest today. She joins us for the first time ever here in Radio Land. And she's probably wondering, well, I was just supposed to call. Now it's a Zoom. This guy's a dope. Hoswad will tell you I'm a dope. He knows. He has to deal with me more than he would like to. But we thank
you. I don't think that at all.
Oh, good. And obviously, professional learning and human resources are in your title. With human resources, you handle everything, teachers, or you're holding up the umbrella and everybody's underneath what's going on there.
Yeah, so it's certified human resources. So if you are a certificated individual at MCCSE, then yeah, you certainly work in that area. But of course, as a just educator in general, you know, we work where we're needed. So that's happy to help wherever.
Oh, good. And that's always fun as well. So since you've been here, you walk right into like the end of COVID and we're right in the middle of a referendum. Where did you come from and how different has your experience been with us?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've been in education for 20 years. I started out in a preschool as a preschool teacher and was an elementary teacher, middle school teacher, moved into administration. I actually worked at the Indiana Department of Education for quite some time under both Glenda Ritz and Dr. Jennifer McCormick. Moved to back into the public school system as a director of Transformation Zone and Systems Improvement before coming to MCCSE. So I guess I would say the experiences that I have had are different, but not very different, because public education, it looks the same as sort of like the foundation in many different places. So what I can tell you about MCCSE and what I have thoroughly enjoyed about being here is what I alluded to earlier. There is just an energy around valuing education as a whole for both our students and our staff members. There is an energy around continuing education and continued learning. There's a spotlight on equity and diversity, and that is certainly something that someone can move right into and feel at home and be energized about. And so, as I stated before, I'm certainly blessed to be here.
Now, when you guys put your goals together in longer-term plans, is that you and the superintendent and the board? Do you take this to the board? I know it's kind of how the sausage is made a little bit, but I know people want to understand where the ideas generate and how they move through the process.
Where did it come from? Where did the strategic plan come from?
There you go.
So it's really looking at data from a multitude of areas. So you will take quantitative data and qualitative data from many different stakeholder groups, community groups, educator groups, of course, just the workforce as a whole, the staff as a whole. And so all these data points are brought together and they are coded into themes so that you can see what the community wishes of MCCSE, what the educators wish of MCCSE. And of course, the most important data point we look at are what the students wish of MCCSE. And so once you have all of those data points placed up against one another, again, either quantitatively or qualitatively, it's very much a mixture of both, then you work with groups, you know, stakeholder groups. Of course, the school board is involved in that. Dr. Hoswald is, of course, involved in that. Cabinet members, administrators are all involved in that. And all of that data kind of comes together to formulate these pillars, these goals, and these priorities, of course, always coming back to how is this going to impact our students positively and ensuring that we have that at the center of all the decision making. So that's kind of how the sausage is made. I don't know if that helps create a visual picture, but that's certainly how it's crafted. It is not crafted in a in a silo, it's certainly taken into account all of those things that we know are best for our students.
Well, and if you learned, we've had a very passionate community about education and what goes on. Or do you feel that you're able to get to everyone's concerns and, hey, we need this, or we want you to be aware of that? Do you have a line forming, or how is the process?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. I'm glad that you stated that, because that's a great way to put this community. It is very passionate about education, and that's amazing. That's what you would want out of a community to work in and be in. And so there's not a line forming, and I think that you need to listen to everyone's desires. And then, of course, it's not just me that makes decisions. And so I'm certainly, you know, love to go around and do listening tours and hear what is desired and what people are passionate about. And then, of course, I bring that back to the larger group to discuss.
Yeah, and there's not really a season for it. We know the referendum is going to cover us for, what, the next 8 or 9 years. So everything doesn't have to hurry up. But I know that people are excited because that opportunity remains. The pay for the teachers, the pay for the extracurricular things that go along with, you're not reducing, you're maintaining, if not adding a little bit. So that has to be exciting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, it's a very exciting time to be at MCCSC.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad that you took time to come in and introduce yourself today. And how long have you been in Bloomington? Just since June in general? Now, you're obviously, the doctor is in front of your name, so we have to know where you got your educational background. That's the fun of this.
That's the fun of this. So I received my bachelor's degree at Ball State University in education. And then I have my master's degree in educational leadership from IU, the Urban Principalship Program. And then I received my doctorate at Indiana State University. And so there you go.
Very cool. We're keeping the state in business. I like that. All the locals. That is absolutely.
I tried to spread it around, Mike.
Well, that's great. And I can tell by the enthusiasm in your voice that I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you're enjoying this new challenge.
Very much enjoying it.
Great. Well, I know we'll talk to you down the road. Fantastic. We know we have a school board meeting next month, and that school board meeting will probably be not on the 4th Tuesday, because that will be in the Christmas time, Christmas break. So do we have a different calendar for the month of December? So if people are concerned, they can mark that down. I know we're going to get this. We're going to blink, and it's going to be New Year's Day. You know that, right?
That's very, very true. So I'm looking right now. Our school board meeting appears to be on December 13th.
Okay. And that is different, because we're always used to saying the last Tuesday or the fourth Tuesday of every month, unless we have a major holiday like Thanksgiving or a big Christmas break coming up. So this week, next week, the week after, and then everybody's gone for a little bit. It is the most wonderful time of the year, isn't it?
It is.
Awesome. Well, great to meet you. I do hope you come back and tell us more about the great things that are going on. Tell my buddy, the superintendent, I said hello and happy Thanksgiving as well. And we'll talk soon. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you so much, Mike.
That was fantastically fun. Communication works. Yes, that's the good news. And the better news as well, getting to meet Dr. Erin Stahlbaum. She joins us for the first time. She's the Assistant Superintendent for Professional Learning and Human Resources. She gave you and painted you a great picture on how things work. And now you've got a better idea of how that happens. And we'll talk to Dr. Hoswald, as we always do, 2 weeks from today. Why? Because that will be the December board meeting as well.